Hey everyone, welcome to Connecting Women in Insurance with me, your host Julie. So far, we have had three extraordinary women on our podcast, and the stories of their journeys are extremely inspiring, so I hope you take a time to go back and look if you haven't seen them already. Today's guest is Ms. Grace Hansen, CEO and co-founder of Elysian. I know you will find her story as inspiring as I did, so grab a cup of coffee or a glass of tea and sit back and join us. Before we get started, please take a moment and hit the subscribe and bell icon so that you don't miss any future episodes of Connecting Women in Insurance. All right, welcome, Grace. I'm so glad you could join me today on Connecting Women in Insurance. Tell me a little bit about yourself before we get started.
Okay, well, thanks, Julie, first of all, for having me here. I'm currently the CEO of Elysian, but I'm a widow, and I'm the mother of one son and the parent of two dogs and two cats, and which is a lot.
Yes. yes, animals can be a lot. I have a lot of them, as we've talked about before. Okay, so tell us all, what made you decide to go into the insurance industry? Where did you start? Did you always think, ooh, insurance?
Yeah, well, of course, like almost everyone else, I didn't think anything at all about going into insurance. I started as a lawyer, and I had been practicing maybe 14 years, and mm-hmm. I decided to have my one son, and being a lawyer, I was a litigator, meant no time for my child. I was working every weekend, billable hours. And a friend who was in insurance told me, hey, you know, insurance is much more 9-to-5. I think they lied, but that was that was the implication. And kind of I investigated a bit. Mm-hmm. And then actually, sadly, she died in 9/11. And it was right after that.
I'm so sorry.
And in an odd way, as a consequence of that I got my first job. Because I got my first job really working with Allied World Assurance Company, which was formed right after 9/11 and in a sense because of 9/11.
Oh, okay. So how did you transition, like just suddenly stop practicing law and go into insurance, or was it a gradual move and going into the litigation side of insurance and maybe maneuvering around?
No, this is a story of my career. No, I just went directly. I had a very weird experience. I had gone to Bermuda, actually, and shared my resume with a few people, and somebody found it and called me up and said, hey, we're forming this company, like, now. And I was in New Orleans at the time, and they were like, can you move to Bermuda? And this was literally in the beginning of December, and December 30th, I moved to Bermuda and took this role as an executive with AIG, actually, but working with Allied World. So I pretty much got thrown right into the deep end from day one with about less than 30 days notice.
Oh, wow. Talk about taking a chance and changing your life completely. I bet that was fun, though.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd never worked in the claim system. I'd never actually handled an insurance claim. And there I was managing people handling insurance claims and in charge of it all, right? And so it was a very weird feeling.
I bet you did well. Now, this was after you had your son, correct?
Yeah, he was a year old.
Okay. So how was it living in Bermuda?
Very different. I used to take the ferry to and from work and...
Wow.
Because I lived across the Hamilton Bay. I don't know if you've been to Bermuda, but I lived mm-hmm. across Hamilton Bay. And I mean, what was nice is, I mean, this is how I balanced kind of work and home life is, you know, my husband had to give up his job. He was an archaeologist. And so really? He became a house husband. Yeah. And then I could go home if I needed to. If there was an emergency, it was a 15-minute, you know, ride or a 20-minute ferry ride. You know, back home.
That is wonderful. And that's one thing I do tell women in the industry or women looking for to change their career, whatever. This industry does afford you a little more time with your family, depending on the niche and where you go. But that's interesting. And I like that you were able to do that. And what a great husband.
He was a very good husband. Yes. I was lucky.
Very much so. So in all of this, because You have had several positions. Most of your positions are in management or whatever. But did you ever make a decision or a mistake in your career and you thought, I'm going to have to start all over. That's it. I'm fired or whatever. But however you learned from it and you were able to, it helped you in your career later or helped you even further your career?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was in Bermuda for about 9 years. And then at the end, kind of had an abrupt sort of transition. And I suspect some of that transition was a result of my being very unwilling to bend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a perfectionist, and I kind of expect that of everybody and everything around me. And, you know, again, I had no experience going mm-hmm. in as an executive, and so no one taught me sort of the way that you navigate politics or larger teams. And as the team got bigger, you know, I became challenged by that. But actually, it ended up being the best thing that ever happened to me, because then I moved to Boston and took on the next job, which was very transformative. So,
but in that, what did you learn about that? Like, what did you learn from that experience?
I learned to be a better manager. I mean, there were things, I mean, not that those were the things that led to sort of what happened, but I learned that different people value different things. So a lot of my team valued coming in once a week and having a very kind of formal meeting. And I was more of an informal person. Come into my office anytime. Let's talk about this. And the structure of that, and it's not natural to me to be structured. I'm a very unstructured person naturally. And I learned how to be more structured to allow my team to work more effectively with me. And I think that I was able to leverage when I went to my next role. And I was very successful in that role.
Yes, it is. It is good to be able to read your team and see what they need. And I like that you were able to be willing to bend and accommodate them. That shows the sign of true leadership. I mean, that's pretty awesome, because not everybody will do that.
Thanks.
So who was or is the most influential person in your life and or career, and why?
Yeah, it's probably two. One was my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband really put aside his own career to support me. And he was my number one cheerleader. He, you know, if something happened at work and I felt there was an injustice, you know, he would be right there with me going, I can't believe they did that, you know? And it gave me the space and time mm-hmm. to be 100% at work. And I don't think a lot of women, especially, you know, back in the day, mm-hmm. and not that far back in the day, maybe even today, don't have, you know, that kind of support. I think the second person is, you know, I'm a Buddhist, and mm-hmm. Without going too far into it, is the leader of our organization. And his philosophy is always about, it's about today and tomorrow.
Right.
Like, and that helped me a lot, you know, like when I would make mistakes or feel overwhelmed, and I would think, okay, today I make the cause for tomorrow. So
right.
I can't allow myself to be down. And that really has kept me going through almost, you know, decades of my career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't look back at the past and expect to move forward. You have to make your decision today, knowing that it affects tomorrow. And it's a difficult thing, and there's a balance there. And I think that's one thing people will probably have to learn to navigate that our whole lives. Like, we get good at it to a point, and then we step back a little bit and we get better at it again. Like, I've seen myself do it throughout my life, and I am much better at letting go of the past now. But, you know, sometimes it sneaks back up on you a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can look back at the past and it can be a lot about regret, or you can look back at the past and say, hey, I learned something there, or there's a piece of information
yes.
there that can help me today for the future. And I mean, I struggle with that. I still struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having that kind of mantra in my head has helped me try to fight the tendency to look back with regret.
Excellent. I love that. So, what is one piece of advice you would give women who want to move forward in their careers, no matter what their, no matter the industry? What would you tell them?
One piece of advice. First, I would probably have more than one piece
of advice. Okay, so give me two.
I think if I had to pick the overwhelming theme, it's don't let your environment define who you think you can become.
That's beautiful.
You know, take the voices that you hear, the negative ones, and process them as information and decide how you want to respond to them. And take the positive ones in the same way, because sometimes people can be overly positive and then you don't self-reflect if people are like, oh, you're amazing, you know, and you don't think, oh, maybe I'm not as amazing about this over here. Like, so that's my overriding kind of piece of advice.
I love that. That is really good. Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit here. I'm going to ask you a series of questions kind of fast. So these are kind of fun. And I just want you to, off the top of your head, whatever comes to mind. So we're going to get started with, what is your favorite hobby or pastime?
Collecting art, collecting things.
Any type of art?
Painting, sculpture.
Now, do you do any of that?
I wish. I think when I got out of, I remember when I was in college being convinced I could do abstract art and buying this canvas and some paint and putting it on there and thinking, I thought it wasn't very hard, but it's actually really
You know
hard.
What? Abstract is probably a little harder. I play with it a little bit, but yeah, it's not as easy as you think. Okay.
No.
What is the best compliment you have ever received?
That I inspired somebody to be better.
Awesome. Okay, now, if you could have a superpower, and it has to be kind of pointless.
Pointless.
What would it be?
To be able to walk in stilettos.
That's awesome. I was not expecting that.
Well, you know, women always look so powerful when they wear stilettos, and I haven't mastered the art of doing that without tripping or my feet hurting. So,
well, the trick is platforms. So if you get platforms, that wedge under the toes actually will help you.
Okay. So, thank you
for that. Okay. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Dishonesty.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah.
And I don't mean stealing.
Right.
I mean, you know, not being truthful about what's going on or what you've done.
Right. If given a chance, what job would you love to try? Any job in the world?
Probably be like a landscape gardener.
I like that.
I love to garden and I love plants and flowers, and I've done a few gardens over my time, and it'd be nice to be able to do that as a, you know, as like your job, being outside all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Digging in the dirt.
I love to get plants. Amber says I buy them to put them on death row, but whatever. I enjoy them while they last. Okay, what job would you definitely not want to take on?
I wouldn't want to be a lawyer again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really disliked it. I mean, it hit so many buttons of things I dislike. Like, I think you can tolerate a couple of buttons here and there, but a whole bunch of buttons. I mean, I'm an introvert, and I was a litigator. So what did that mean? That meant I had to go get customers and clients. So I had to sell, which I hated to do. I had to be in front of judges and juries. And so,
right.
Yeah, it was just a series of things like that.
Okay. All right. And what is your favorite season of the year?
Spring.
I love spring too. Fall is my next, but spring, yes.
Flowers. Yeah. Spring flowers.
Okay. What direction do you think the next leg of your journey will take you on?
Well, I just started this company, and it's an innovative, cutting-edge concept in a challenging industry, and I will come up against a lot of obstacles, but I think the next leg of my journey is completing the journey, wherever that takes me, and then moving on to maybe gardening or collecting art or...
Oh, that's awesome. So we had talked prior to this, and you were telling me a story of when you were in law school, and I don't know if you want to share that or not about the list.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But I think that would speak to so many people, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. You know, I went to law school because my father was very determined that I should have some profession, any profession, and he was very rigid about what that looked like. And it was a really difficult time for me. First, I didn't love it. And second, my boyfriend, who I ended up marrying, ironically, but at the time, he broke up with me and I was super depressed. And so to just kind of keep myself going, I would write everything down on a piece of paper every day. I would keep a list of what time I was going to wake up, what I was going to eat for breakfast because I thought I was fat, which I'm sure a lot of women can relate to. I probably wasn't in hindsight, but I was convinced I was. So I'd write every calorie down, and you know, every day I'd create a new sheet of paper with times. And one day I walked into the law school, and there was this crowd of people around the bulletin board in the law school. And they were all looking at this piece of paper and making fun of the person who had pulled this piece of paper together, and it was my list. And it didn't have my name on it, thank God.
Yes.
But such a feeling of sort of shame and like, why am I here and I don't belong here? And yeah, because that's how I survived, you know, that period was doing that. Because I'd wake up and make the list and then go down the list.
Right. No.
And feel really good that I only ate a grapefruit for breakfast.
Right. But we've all had our list eras in our life at some point. So looking back, I mean, like, what did you learn from that? Like, how did that shape you, or how did that affect you?
I think at the time I kept going. Not sure I knew how to shape that, you know,
right.
But I did keep going. And I think what's so fascinating I shared with you is, you know, I was called up by the alumni committee of the law school, and I was told that I had been named as one of the five people they appoint from their entire graduating history, like so literally, you know, 100
right.
years worth of graduates, to be one of five of their Hall of Fame. And it again showed me that value of the today and the tomorrow. You know, I just kept going. And
yes.
the idea that I would actually be in the Hall of Fame after suffering the most humiliating, excruciatingly horrible incident
right.
in law school, to have the same peers essentially vote me in to be on the Hall of Fame, it was really kind of a great sign. And I would encourage anybody to just remember, if you just keep going and do your best, you know, you can turn that kind of poison into medicine, essentially.
Because in the end, you remembered the list, but how many of those people will remember that moment? And and the thing is, we all go through those moments, but you do have to keep going. And if you do, you win in the end. I mean, look at you, you know? You had a beautiful marriage that most people never have. You have a beautiful son. You've had this amazing career. And now you're in a Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool.
I know. It feels pretty weird. I have to give a speech. So I have to think about a 5-minute speech about of what to say. And this is the first time, I mean, I've had an award or two here and there, but most of them have been very professional, business-like right. kind of awards. This is the first one that goes kind of back to the beginning. You know, I graduated from law school when I was, let's see, very young, 22.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive. That is amazing, and congratulations. I am deeply impressed.
Because you know it
takes a lot to keep moving, especially when you're young. Because when you're young, everything's embarrassing and everything matters. And when you look back now, I'm like, it doesn't matter. I mean, like now things that yeah. would have made me cringe, I'm just like, whatever. Those people don't know me.
What's so funny is the notice went out. And a girl who really helped me during that difficult mm-hmm. time, who I had not talked to since we graduated from law school, she reached out. She found me at Elysian, and she sent me a note. And her note was literally, I remember you being so poised in my law school class answering the professor's questions. And I thought, wow, that's her memory. My memory isn't being in front of the bulletin board. Right. Just right. to your point. Right. Like,
right. You never know who's watching.
Yeah.
And people think one thing, and most of the time they're thinking good about you, you know? And anyway, I love that story. I do. I told my daughter after you had told me. She thought it was fantastic too.
Yeah, I should have made an app. I would be a billionaire now. The first ever app to track every single thing you do.
Exactly. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with me today and to talk to all of us. Is there anything else you would like to say to everyone listening, or? Final yeah. remarks. What?
I think for women in our industry, you know, we've come a long way. There was a time when I was the only woman often in conferences or speaking or mm-hmm. in organizations at the level I was at. And there's so many more women. So please, you know, just keep going and do your best, because I think it's a field and an area where we can really shine. You know, our qualities are really in demand. It's a humanistic environment as mm-hmm. well as it is, you know, a quantitative environment. So it's both qualitative and quantitative, where I think women have a real role to play. So I would encourage all the women out there, keep going and do better, you know, write even better stories.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you very much. And thank you all for joining me and Grace today. I really appreciate it. And Grace, I will be talking to you again soon, I'm sure.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for inviting me again, Julie.
You're welcome. Bye. Hey, everyone. I'm so glad you could join today and listen to Grace's story. She had so many insightful things to say. And one of the main takeaways I had was life's going to throw things your way, good or bad. And no matter what, you just keep moving. You stay focused, you stay positive, and you move forward. So if you will, drop in the comments what stood out to you today. And while you're making your comments, please be sure to click the subscribe and bell icon so that you don't miss any future episodes of Connecting Women in Insurance. I will see you all soon.